What's your take on that potential interference call, and how much can that just shift momentum right there?
You mean a third, or you mean in one right field? I don't know how you don't. Who's going to catch it? I mean, I'm not sure what they saw that we didn't see. I asked Steven, he said he caught it. So, you know, maybe the placement of the runners, maybe they don't know where they're going with that. I don't know. But, you know, it's an out. We want to get every out you possibly can. And, you know, we felt like it was catchable.
Did the umpires say anything specific to you?
No, they just hear what they hear back from New York and call stands. So, again, there's some puzzling ones.
What did you think of Danny Mangan tonight?
Yeah, I thought he did good. Just a couple walks and a run, and you know, gave us what we needed to, left with the lead. Usually in that situation, we're able to close out games.
Bob, you guys have shown the ability to bounce back and be resilient this year. This is, I think, your first three-game losing streak in a long time. How do you expect the guys to bounce back?
Come out and expect to win a game tomorrow. I mean, it wasn't a great, it wasn't our cleanest game, but, you know, came back after being down considerably and made it a game again. So when you talk about bouncing back, it's not necessarily just the next day. It's as the game goes along, and I think we showed that, you know, just didn't have a better ninth inning. Eighth inning was good, though. We were able to respond.
Despite not playing every day, Cannon and Fowler both had really big hits tonight, yeah. And they came through. What does that say about their preparation?
Yeah, everybody's ready to play, and they know that, you know, we're going to pinch hit. We're going to try to get the best matchups, and they understand that. So, you know, guys are always ready. And, you know, Mark had good numbers off of Bedrosian. That's a lot of times, you know, against the righties, we'll go ahead and hit Martini there, but Mark's had good success off him. And then, you know, the next time around, Martini ended up leading off the hit. So, guys know in our dugout when to be ready for certain situations, and you know, both those guys were.
Bob, you said he would have caught it. You have little doubt of that, but he seemed to put on the brakes or back off a little bit when he noticed the arm extended by the fan. Is that accurate?
You know, I just saw what I saw on the board real quickly, but it looked to me like he was reaching up to catch it. When someone throws their arm at you, you're going to react a little bit. So that's just my feeling. I mean, and when I went back and looked at it a little bit later, it looked like he had a chance to catch ball. We've seen him catch that ball in the corner many times. So, I mean, it's not going to be an easy play, and maybe that was the overriding factor in New York, was that it wouldn't be an easy play, and they can't just give you a play like that. It's just a guess.
Would you say anything to the fans about reaching over to the – because it happened twice a day, right?
Yeah.
With Olsen at first?
I think sometimes instinctually, and you don't know if it's an A's fan, you don't know if it's an Angels fan.
What did you see from Lou tonight in that inning? Lou Trevino.
You know, it just looked like that's an inning that he usually responds pretty well to. You know, Simmons probably got a ball a little bit more up in the zone than Lou usually does, and then Cowart, you know, hits a ball out of the ballpark. I mean, I haven't went back and seen where the pitches were, but sometimes you got to get the hitter credit. Maybe the ball was a little – both those were a little bit more up. He usually has good sink on them, but just didn't happen for him tonight.
Thank you.